Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We know you're busy, so we're here to quickly synthesize the key themes students encountered this week in their materials.
Our goal is really to equip you, the parents and teachers, with a snapshot of these diverse topics.
Exactly. Give you the core ideas, maybe some conversation starters. Let's jump right in with the first one. Education and behavioral change.
Yeah, this one comes from Maine. There's a high school counselor, Leslie Trundy at Morse High School, who's trying something different for discipline.
Different how?
Instead of standard after-school detention, she's offering detention hikes. So, walking outside, talking with a trusted adult.
Interesting. So the aim isn't just sitting in a room. It's more about a mindset shift, as the material puts it.
Precisely. And you know, traditional detention, the research on its effectiveness is pretty mixed. Some studies show benefits, others don't really.
But this hiking approach seems to be clicking.
Well, anecdotally, yes. The source mentioned one student, Wyatt Wells, apparently a repeat offender for playing video games in class. After doing a few of these hikes, he's reportedly been detention-free for 3 months, and now he actually chooses to go on voluntary hikes sometimes.
Wow. So it's that combination of, what, getting outside and having that connection.
Seems like it. The time in nature, the mentorship element. So a potential discussion point here could be asking students about a time when maybe a change of scene or a different approach helped them change their behavior or think differently.
That's a great prompt, making it personal.
Right.
Okay, let's pivot now. From high school hallways to, well, farm fields. Technology's impact on essential industries.
Yeah, this is about precision farming in the U.S. agricultural sector. It's advancing really fast.
What kind of tech are we talking about?
Some pretty sophisticated stuff, like advanced collars for cows that track their health, their movement, even integrate AI. They're basically biometric monitors.
Huh. And it goes beyond livestock, too, right?
Oh, yeah. The materials mention Central California specifically, with autonomous tractors, and even AI cameras on devices that pick apples.
Self-driving tractors and robot apple pickers. So the goal is efficiency, boosting production.
Definitely. But the implication, you know, is systems that might need very few human workers down the line.
Which leads to a big question for students, doesn't it?
It does. How would they feel about technology taking over jobs people normally do?
Yeah.
And thinking about how that could change, well, the whole landscape of work and life in the future.
A really important conversation to have. Okay. Next up, global politics and economic stability. Two big stories here. First, Japan.
Right. Japan's parliament, the Diet, elected Sanae Takayuchi. She's the country's first female prime minister.
That's significant. What's her focus?
She's described as a political and social conservative. Key priorities are economic stimulus, building a strong economy, strengthening the alliance with the U.S., but also taking a tougher line on China.
But she's facing some headwinds.
Big time. She's got to stimulate growth while also dealing with serious inflation and a very large national debt. It's a tricky balance.
Okay, and contrasting that with the situation here in the U.S.
Right.
The government shutdown.
Yeah, now entering its third week, it's a result of that political stalemate. Congress not passing a budget bill before the October 1st funding deadline expired.
And the core issue.
It centers on Democrats opposing health care cuts that Republicans proposed in the budget plans. So, gridlock.
And the impact is real for people.
Absolutely. Furloughed federal workers aren't getting paychecks, and it's uncertain if they'll get back pay. Meanwhile, the administration is trying to figure out how to pay essential workers, like air traffic controllers, to keep things running, shows the real cost when politics breaks down.
So if we bring those two stories together, Japan's new leadership challenges and the U.S. shutdown, what's a good discussion angle?
Maybe asking students how they think leaders should handle major disagreements, especially when those disagreements can directly affect, you know, the everyday people who rely on their decisions.
Yeah, connecting the high-level politics to the human impact. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap up with something different. Peak performance, perseverance, sports, the 2025 World Series.
Yes. The Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Toronto Blue Jays, East versus West, U.S. versus Canada.
And some incredible individual stories highlighted in the materials. The Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani, obviously.
And what a performance described in Game 4. Just unreal. 10 strikeouts pitching, 0 runs allowed, and he hit 3 home runs himself. It's hard to even comprehend that level of dominance.
Truly historic. But then you have the Blue Jays story.
Right, pure grit. They got to the series after a Game 7 comeback win, and the key hit was a massive three-run homer by George Springer.
And the materials mentioned he did that while playing through a pretty painful sore knee.
Exactly, battling through discomfort to deliver when it mattered most.
So you got Ohtani's mastery on one side, Springer's toughness on the other.
It sets up a great reflection point.
Yeah.
You could ask students about a time they had to really dig deep and give their best effort, even when things felt hard or uncertain, maybe even painful.
Connecting it back to their own experiences of perseverance.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this week's deep dive. We've touched on everything from innovative discipline in schools and high-tech farming to global leadership shifts, government functions, and what it takes to perform at the highest level in sports.
We hope this quick synthesis gives you some valuable context and maybe sparks some good conversations with your students about the material they're engaging with.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.